Hey, welcome back to the show. How would it feel if you were able to stop worrying about your relationship or whether or not the person that you like is going to text you back? And instead, you were fully in your power and you felt grounded and safe in your nervous system. And from that place, you become more magnetic as a result. And how would it feel to say no and set boundaries without guilt? What would you be able to do with all of that time and energy that you'd get back? How would it feel to have a regulated nervous system so that you didn't get swept out to sea and overthinking and worrying about worst-case scenarios? And what if you knew how to bring yourself down from a trigger, and instead of being reactive, you knew how to respond calmly and intentionally? That is just a small fraction of what you would learn when you join my new program, Secure. And if you've heard me speak of alchemy in the past, think of this as the latest and more upgraded version of that program. This program will show you how to have the kind of relationship that is deep, mature, passionate, and built on a sturdy foundation of ownership, communication, and realness. So whether you're dating or in a relationship, you'll learn vital attachment tools and strategies to work towards being secure. You'll also learn how to engage with other attachment styles of the people that you're in relationship with or dating. You'll learn to unlock your self-expression, your confidence, your authenticity. No more hiding or holding back who you are in the world or playing small. You're going to learn how to overcome self-doubt, go after what you really want, and be who you're meant to be. And through it all, you'll be guided through deep nervous system work to rewire old patterns, create lasting change, and step into your best life. And yes, this is a live group program, and it is a small group so that you're getting individualized and personalized support from me directly. I will know exactly what your relationship patterns are, what you need support with, and I will be providing you with unique integration tools so that you know what to work on. And if the thought of group work makes you feel a little uncomfortable, then consider that there might actually be a very helpful and healing edge in that for you. Part of unlocking self-confidence and self-expression is about learning to do this work in relationship, and that's what the group environment sets up. If you've never done anything like this, it can bring up feelings of uncertainty, and that's normal. But if there's a part of your being that feels like this might be the right program for you, then send me a message on Instagram or email that says, "Learn more about Secure." And we'll have a conversation, and I'm happy to hear you out for all of your thoughts, your questions, and your needs. And if you do join, you'll receive a major discount because you came from the podcast. So it's really important to send me that phrase, which says, again, "Learn more about Secure," on Instagram or on email. I look forward to speaking with some of you about Secure, and now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Creating Conscious Relationships podcast with your host, Janelle Annette. On this podcast, you're going to be receiving my best teachings, tools, and practices so that you can create a conscious relationship from the inside out. So no matter your relationship status, you're going to find everything you need here to help your relationships thrive, including the one with yourself. Why, hello there. Welcome back. Or welcome for the first time to Creating Conscious Relationships. We are going to talk about something just adorable today. It's going to be an adorable episode. And just because it's adorable does not mean it is not very impactful, because this is actually one of my most important favorite relationship skills ever. And I think it'll change your life. And you probably know what I'm talking about due to the title. But that is the art of appreciation and giving love and giving praise and giving acknowledgement. And on a deeper level than just, I like your shirt or you're funny, but really like cut into somebody's core and seeing them in a way that a lot of people don't see them. And oh my goodness, the depth and the love that that creates and opens up. So that's what we're talking about today. I'm going to tell you stories from my life about giving and receiving appreciation. I'm going to tell you about how my group of friends does birthdays in a whole different way. I'm going to talk about how I've given this exercise or different versions of this exercise to clients and how it's been emotional and deep and what it's changed for them in their life. So where I'd like to first start is just telling you about one of my first experiences ever really receiving like a lot of appreciation. You know, I had gone my whole life maybe getting some compliments here and there, just surface level things like your outfit, you're stylish, I think you're funny, or the whatever, all these like generic compliments that we kind of get. And you know, that's cool. That's nice. That feels all right. But when I joined a women's group and started doing all of this deeper relational work, that was very new for me. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was showing up willing and excited and hungry to learn, hungry to open. I mean, my life was, you know, I was kind of coming out of this very disasterful period of my life. So I was just really looking to change and to see what I needed to see within myself to move forward. But one of the facilitators, Shalina, who's now my good friend, had me sit there and had the group of women look at me and all give me things that they love about me and tell me things that they love. And this is after a while, you know, so people had gotten to know me a little bit deeper than just initial kind of impressions. And I remember this feeling of both equally feeling like my entire heart was getting like busted open and I could cry. It was so overwhelming and beautiful and incredible. And also like, wow, this is so uncomfortable and terrifying. And it's this interesting, like polarizing kind of feeling that a lot of people have in these moments where they can feel either like it's so good or it's so bad or it's a little bit of both. That's how it feels in the body anyway. Because we're not used to this, and because people are not giving you these surface level compliments, they're really saying like, I see you for all that you are. And that again is a good feeling and we want that. And then there's part of us that is terrified of that. There's part of us that wants to stay hidden, wants to stay separate, wants to stay safe in that way. And so for me, I'm sitting here just like hearing all of these things and I'm like, how do these people know these things about me? Like, how do they see me this deeply? Like, these are things I feel maybe is true within myself, or I'm aware that I kind of do, but I think it's kind of secret. The truth is it's not really, but people don't tend to take time out to really say, hey, I acknowledge these pieces within you, whether it's a compliment or not, right? But it's this level of like, oh, people are paying attention to me. And people actually care about what's going on in my inner world more than just how I look at the surface or how I act or the choices I make. And I just remember being in this like elated state where I felt like my whole body was buzzing and all these people came through and said the most wonderful things I'd ever heard. And it was like just this crazy love bath. It was amazing. It was really, really powerful. And in that women's group, you know, we did so many different exercises and some were way more shadowy and edgy and some were a lot more like nice and sweet and open-hearted like that. But I really felt like that always stood out to me. And I think when I look at a lot of people's lives and their relationships, I really feel like this is a big piece that's missing for a lot of people. And when it comes to being seen and validated, I think that's lacking at such a large degree, even beyond compliments or appreciation, acknowledgement, right? Like, how many conversations are just two people talking at each other about themselves? You know, it's like, hey, I want to go here and I'm going to do this and this is my plan. And then the other person's like, well, this is my plan and what I plan to do. And this is how I did this one time. And then the other person's like, well, that reminds me of how I did this one time. And it's just like, it's like this weird loop of everyone being like, see me, acknowledge me, love me. And the other person's like, no, see me, acknowledge me, love me. And no real depth or formation kind of gets had. And that's not true with everybody, but there is a lot of these relationships that kind of just hang out on the surface because of that. It's kind of just like life updates and both people, again, talking about themselves at each other. But if you've ever been with somebody who's been like, tell me more. What a nice sentence. Tell me more. You know, people love to talk about themselves. So if you want to create deeper connections, just ask people that. Tell me more. Tell me more about the time you went to blah, blah, blah. What did you learn? You know, on somebody's birthday, hey, what were your lessons of the past year? What would you like more of? And like, give people your true attuned presence and care and watch how much people open. Watch how things change. This can be on a surface level, looking at a stranger in the eye and asking them how they're doing, and then all the way to, like, you know, in your deep relationships, getting really, really attuned and present and asking people a lot of questions about these deep things. But there is something really magical and beautiful that happens in our life when we prioritize that. So when we take it one step further, back to appreciation, beyond just acknowledgement, but really being like, I love how you do this. I see that you do these things and I think it's beautiful and I can tell that you are like this kind of person. And it's celebrating people for more than just maybe how they look or what they do. It's celebrating people for who they are. And I feel like we just all need to hear that more, because it's hard to be your own cheerleader sometimes. And it's hard to see yourself sometimes. And a lot of the time, the people who are your closer friends and circles in your life see you better than you see yourself. I often had one of my closest friends say to me, I wish you could see yourself the way that I see you. She also said to me, I will believe in you when you cannot believe in yourself. It's like we just say the cheesiest shit to each other. We just have this like soul deep friendship where it's just like unconditional love and support. And I honestly don't think you can say that about many friendships and connections, and this feels like that. And we've really been pillars in each other's lives in moments that we've needed it, and been able to cheer each other on in moments that we needed it. And I pray that everybody has a connection like that in their life, because we're so focused on like the career, the romantic relationship, and blah, 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 and family. And like, yes, those things are very essential and very important, not discounting that. But friendships are like this beautiful, warm hug, or this safety net, of this like cup of tea at the end of a long day, where even if everything feels so fucked, it's like, I have that person to count on. I think we just need that. And I think giving appreciation, acknowledgement, and praise helps people feel a deeper sense of I am held, I'm supported, I'm seen in the world. And we all want to feel that. And we're all more capable at taking risks when we know that we have people watching our back saying, I love you, I see you, I've got you, when you can't get yourself. And that doesn't mean you don't work on being your own advocate, your own cheerleader. You do. You don't rely on people 100%, but you have them there. And there's something very healing and stabilizing about that. And guess what? Maybe you don't have to guess. Maybe this makes you feel very uncomfortable even thinking about it. Maybe giving the appreciation feels like, oh God, what if I say it wrong? Or is that weird? Or what if they think I'm this? Or when somebody's giving you praise, you're like, oh, this is weird. I don't know how to respond. I just feel like I need to tell them that I like them too right back. Or, you know, I just want to give it away. Like, we have such a complex relationship with giving and receiving. Most people do. And most people have both to work on, or either to work on. But it's really important that we work with that. I have one client who was terrified of giving appreciation, not because she didn't care, because she felt awkward. She was hyper vigilant and worried about making other people feel uncomfortable in some way, even though usually it creates the opposite of that, but there was too much pressure. She also felt extremely uncomfortable receiving these things. So guess what I had her do? I gave her a lot of it, and I had a whole group of people do that for her as well, because I had that experience too, and I know how helpful that can be. And of course, part of it was uncomfortable for her and part of it was very healing. But the more she was exposed to that, the easier it became. And then the more she was able to give that in her life, and then the deeper and better her relationships got. And these are these very real experiences of practicing something different and experiencing something different. And this is something that hits you on an emotional level. Like, you can listen to this podcast, you can read a book and be like, da da da, these things are helpful for healthy relationships. Say what you like about the person. Like, we can have all of that and we can know it's good. But until we have a lived, embodied experience, having our heart like fucking blasted open and melted all over the floor, it's probably not going to change as much. When we have emotional experiences tied to experiences, it stands out more in our brain. It gets categorized as more important. It's more integrative, right? And you've had that experience before where you can conceptually know something, but then when you have a experience doing something differently or having something different happen, it changes you. On the cellular level, it changes you. And something that is interesting that you can do if you are in a situation where somebody is giving you this praise, and by the way, if you want that praise, you got to give it. Give what you want. So if you start telling people the things that you see and admire and love in them, I'm going to bet that a lot of those people are going to start coming back and giving you that too. And not because they, I mean, maybe they feel obligated, but it will be genuine. If yours is genuine, they will give you something genuine back. Maybe somebody feels like an awkward turtle and is like, oh, thanks, you're really nice too. And that's all they say. Then like, okay, cool. But I'm going to bet the more that depth is created and the more that safety and trust is formed, people will start really acknowledging you in true ways. So when that experience happens for you, and if it does make you uncomfortable, then it's really important to see, well, where is my work? Because if you're telling me something about me that I sense is true, but it's hard for me to like believe it fully or accept it or see that, then that's going to be a good indication of where your self-work needs to be done. Whether you are rejecting yourself for that tendency, or whether you just don't believe in yourself fully, or where you hold any kind of belief that's in contrast to that loving sentiment. And that can be a good way to know where your own internal relationship, your own internal self-talk needs some work. And then on the other hand, you'll see some things that people say to you and you can be like, oh yeah, I believe that. I know that. That feels good. Thank you for seeing me. And that's that. And that's, again, this recognition of I do believe that and I do see that within myself. And that's kind of been integrated and acknowledged. So an invitation and a challenge that I will offer for you is to do both. Give appreciation. Notice what it brings up for you. You know, don't just be surface level. Like, what do you really see about this person's behavior? And if you're like, I don't know, then are you attuned to them? Are you paying attention? Are you listening? Maybe that's the point where you need to start off. So really trying to understand this person, get to know them, offer them something heartfelt, and then see what comes back to you. And maybe you want to get really edgy and go, hey, I'm going to ask for appreciation and acknowledgement. You just think about it. Probably if you're listening, maybe not everyone. And there's like this like ick to that. Okay, maybe that's a really good edge. And I'm not saying you have to do that. If you want, you can blame it on me. You can be like, I was listening to this podcast and I realize I have a hard time receiving compliments. So at any point, if something naturally comes up and you want to tell me something you love about me, then this random chick on the internet said for you to do that. So maybe that'll help you. But just find some kind of way to put yourself into this experience and see what happens. And one way you could do this is by copying our birthday tradition. So me and all of my closest friends have a tradition around birthdays where whoever's birthday it is, we, you know, give them gifts, we do cake, we do whatever, but we'll have an appreciation circle where this person is getting everyone in the room to come up to them one by one and give them heartfelt acknowledgement, looking each other in the eye, and it's deep and it's emotional and people cry. And some people go up there and they feel awkward. They're like, oh God, I hope I say the right thing. And maybe it's not as deep as how this person said. And there's all these funny dynamics that come up in the mind. And that's not really the point. The point is just to like love this person for who they are and acknowledge them on their birthday. But it can be a very transformative experience and it can feel so good. And again, it could also feel really scary. But in my experience, facilitating this and spreading this out into many different groups of friends and people that I meet is that it's maybe uncomfortable or scary initially, but then after there is such an opening. Like you can literally feel the difference in the group dynamic after, especially in groups of people who maybe wouldn't normally do something like this. When I initially propose it, everyone's like, I don't know. Okay, is that a little weird? And then after, it's like heart open. People are laughing more. People are smiling more. People are engaging more, going up to one another more and like talking about deeper things. Like it just creates an openness. I really can't explain it any way better than that. So whether you want to do it in your birthdays or just with a friend or a random stranger or whatever, like just practice giving the appreciation and the acknowledgement. And I promise in some way it's going to come back to you. And then you get to work with both ends of the spectrum. And this is also a really important strategy when it comes to repair in relationship. You know, something that I give my clients is like working with something called a corrective experience. So after some kind of conflict or painful event, what we do not want to do is let that just spiral into more fear, more pain, more disconnect. What we want to do is practice relating and having conflict in a healthy, communicative way, making sure we're being mindful of how we're delivering information, receiving information. But then after, having a specific practice around appreciation and doing this like in a relationship with a partner, or friend, or whoever this is, it's very important. It's very important to know you can come back after conflict and still remain close. And again, ideally that conflict and actually opening up and saying all the things that haven't been said and really going deep and not holding anything back, paired with the appreciation and the acknowledgement, those two is like a force to be reckoned with. Like that is the glue that helps relationships stay together, is honesty, transparency, openness, truth, needs being shared, no holding back, but then repair, coming together, acknowledging people for who they are and seeing them. Because so much of the conflict and issue we have in relationship is not seeing each other, not getting each other, not understanding. It's these loops that just never get completed. So see appreciation and acknowledgement as part of seeing somebody. It's not the whole piece, right? We can see somebody and have a hard time appreciating something about them, but we can at least seek to understand. And I think that's what the appreciation kind of teaches us, because it's asking us to attune to somebody on a deeper level than just what meets the eye. Who is this person really? Right? All their little quirks and weird things and things that you love and their shadowy, kind of hilarious things. We can find it all and we can be curious about it and we can let people know that we care on that level. And that, I think, is what life's really about. I don't know about you, but I really only want friendships and relationships in my life where there is this honoring of one another and this curiosity of one another. So that's the end of my adorable little episode for you. Challenge, go out today, tell somebody something you appreciate about them, send them a text, blame it on me, see what happens. And if you feel compelled, you could even send me an email or slide into my Instagram DMs and tell me how this went for you, because I love hearing from you. I want to know that this stuff is helping you in your life. It means the world to me to get an email of somebody saying something changed. They did something that I suggested and it really supported them. So if you do and it's helpful, please let me know. Please let me know. And like always, if you enjoyed this episode, if you get something from this show, please take a moment of your time to leave a rating and a review. It takes a few seconds and it helps me in so many big ways, and it supports me in continuing to produce the show and make sure I have really epic content for you and all of that. So just please take a moment and hit follow or subscribe on any of the platforms that you're listening to as well. That helps me, and it also helps make sure you do not miss an episode as well. So that's it for today. Go love on your friends, go love on your boo, go love on a family member if you want. Just go love on somebody that feels easy to love right now. And tell me how it goes. We'll see you next time on Creating Conscious Relationships.